This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Prince and his economic legacy coming up in just a little bit on the program. First, though, no matter how hard we try to get away from it, Wall Street and the regulation thereof keeps on digging its claws into us. The specific topic du jour is executive compensation in the banking sector and how best to link it to the amount of risk that said executive takes. A consortium of six federal financial regulators, the National Credit Union Administration, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the FDIC among them, released a new set of rules this morning saying basically you take excessive risk, oh banker person, you could lose a bunch of incentive-based compensation like bonuses. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Ganser starts us off.
On Wall Street, big risk can lead to big payouts with huge bonuses for the risk taker. Cornelius Hurley is director of the banking law program at Boston University. He says a fixation on bonuses can lead bank executives to meet short-term goals so they get their bonuses, but they can hurt their company in the long run.
You can have the odd situation where the CEO makes his or her bonus targets, but the institution is doing very poorly.
Under the new rule proposed today, the executives taking the most risks at the biggest financial institutions would have to defer part of their incentive-based pay and might have to give back part of their bonuses later. Marcus Stanley is policy director of Americans for Financial Reform.
You actually do pay the bonus, but in the contract it states that there is a right to claw back that bonus if misconduct is later discovered.
That wasn't included in an initial rule proposed back in 2011 and part of the Dodd-Frank financial reform law. Regulators scratched that rule, coming back now with a stronger proposal. Why did it take so long? Well, there are six federal agencies involved, and banks lobbied them heavily.
It's a really sorry history.
Patricia McCoy teaches law at Boston College, and she says there will be more delays because the rule wouldn't apply to current bonus plans.
We could be well into the 2020s before this really kicks in.
But McCoy thinks if it is finalized and does eventually kick in, the rule would reduce excessive risk-taking. The public comment period on today's proposed rule ends July 22nd. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.